Okay, good Erev Shabbos again to everybody. So Shavi of Kedoshim, we have the conclusion of the parsha again with Ov and Yidoni, and the Chiyuv Skila de Mehem Bam, and it's Omer Darsheni. Why, you know, of all of the sections, it's clear, you know, if you look at Shavi, that Ki Kadosh Ani, that Ishish Ki Akalos Aviv Es Imo, in the previous Aliyah, that we're coming back to the themes at the beginning of the parsha. So we're, you know, we're circling back. It's the themes of Kedusha. Al tifnu el havos ve'el hayidonim. Al tivakshu letam avohem. We had that, earlier. And now we have the chiyuv skila, the mehem bam. It's one of the worst violations. But you still have to, you know, hakol holich basar achasima. Why is it that this is where the parsha concludes? So the Sfarna notes that this is hefech kol ha'amor b'parsha. It's just like, you know, totally the opposite of everything that we find in this section of the Torah. But still, I want to understand that a little bit better. So what I'd like to suggest is, right, the entire theme of Parshas Kedoshim is to try to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. We're talking about Avos and Yidoni, and then Al Tifnu. The Ramban says earlier, right, that what it means is a person shouldn't open their heart to the possibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not really running the world, but, you know, the Ov and Yidoni, those are going to, you know, be where I find my salvation. Chalila v'chas, no, certainly not. That can't possibly be, you know, the case. It has to be a situation, you know, where a person is looking to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person is looking to draw near. Just the opposite of Peniya Laovu Yudoni. So the parsha concludes with the Chumras Hadavar, the Chiyuv Skila in such a situation.